Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
I was a country kid, through and through. I got my bare feet bit by a wrecking crew. A fire ants on a mission for total domination of the front yard. 3 years old on a ramshackle farm, Winnie the Pooh in the crook of my arm. Brother and sister not meaning no harm, picking on me. I was a country kid with a strong foundation, getting myself a whole second education. In the back of the bus, kids kissing and cussing all around me. One more pickup in the trailer park, hand to mouth living will break a young heart. Beautiful girl with a hard, hard look in her eyes. Then I grew up and hit the city, but the skyscrapers never get me. I fly above them all the time, straight through cloud nine, flowing fast like a Mississippi.
I was a country kid, shooting hoops in the dirt, hiding smokes in the pocket of a homemade shirt, running laps in the yard until my little legs hurt, and then going again. 6 feet of air off a plywood ramp, Dad's welding machine parked where I would land. All I could taste was blood, all I could feel were the rocks in the palms of my hands. I was a country kid, throwing parties in the woods, dragging my friends out of their neighborhoods, jealous of their cable TV and their girls next door. Slipping off into the dark of the night, the shape of a body traced by moonlight, interrupted by some other kid wanting to fight over her.
Then I grew up and hit the city, but the skyscrapers never get me. I fly above them all the time, straight through cloud nine, flowing fast like the Mississippi. Flowing fast like the Mississippi. Second half, talking to God a little more often, less requests and more saying thank you for every single town and every single acre in between. 'Cause I grew up and hit the city, but that metropolis will never get me. I fly above it all the time, straight through cloud nine, flowing fast like the Mississippi. Yeah, I grew up and hit the city, but the skyscrapers never get me. I fly above them all the time, straight through cloud nine, flowing fast like the Mississippi.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com. Bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish, including new stuff from the Avett Brothers, who have not put out a full-length record in something like 5 years. But they got a new one coming out May 17th, and it is a self-titled album, and that is a single off of it right there called Country Kid, and I love that tune. I think it's fantastic. And I think if the rest of the record sounds like that tune, this is going to be one of my favorite Avett Brother records, because I think you guys know me well enough to know that I like my folk rock to be country infused. And that was, and we got a big birthday to celebrate this week, big country birthday to celebrate, but let's get some new stuff in first, because we didn't play any new stuff last week at all, because I got some catching up to do. And we're going to start with a guy from my backyard here in Connecticut who's got a new solo record coming out I'm real excited about. His name's Pat Stone. The record's called Between Apathy and Opposition. He just dropped another single this past week. Let's give it to you right now. This one's called Labor of Love. It's the wrong side of the tracks. Side of the Tracks, and that right there, four contenders for the year-end list, let me tell you. Four fantastic tunes off some great records. That right there, the Secret Sisters out of Alabama. They got a new record out called Mind Man Medicine, released on March 29th. Told you I'm a little bit behind here. March 29th through New West Records. You can find the whole record at thesecretsisters.bandcamp.com for your listening and purchasing pleasure. We gave you the track Paperweight, which is one of my favorite tunes off that album. It is good stuff. Before that, we gave you a track from Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. A little rock and roll. They got a new record out called Revelations, which is a fantastic record. You can find more info at disarmers.com. We gave you the track You Don't Get to Tell Me, and that is accurate. Before that, we gave you an artist out of Canada by the name of Emily Triggs, who's got a new record out called The Great Escape. And that just dropped on March 28th. You can find that at emilytriggs.bandcamp.com. Gave you one of the singles off of that called I Know, and I absolutely love that song as well. As did I love the opening track of this set, Pat Stone, who you may remember if you've listened to this show before as Pat Stone in the Dirty Boots. He's got a solo record coming out called Between Apathy and Opposition. You can find more on his Facebook page and on the web. And that track right there was called Labor of Love. That's the newest single that just dropped this past week. And as much as I like the first single off the record, I think I like this one even more. It's great stuff. Pat Stone. All right. As I mentioned, it's time for us to celebrate a big country birthday. I know last week we had like umpteen birthdays to celebrate. I don't know what it is about like the end of March, beginning of April, that so many great blues and country artists were born. But that is the case. So we often have to pick and choose. You will not be hearing Bobby Bear, whose birthday is April 7th, unfortunately. But I decided to do two sets of music from this songwriter, and because he was born and died on the same day, April 6th, but also because I oftentimes don't think people realize how many great songs this guy wrote. You know, like when I was a kid, I was shocked to learn that Elvis didn't write a single damn song that he performed. Not a one. Also, when I was a kid, I was shocked to learn how many songs Dolly Parton actually did write. And I feel like for a lot of people, when they first discover the music of Merle Haggard, they might be a little shocked to learn of how many great songs Merle wrote himself and for other people. And so we're going to play a bunch of those tunes now. Merle Haggard, born April 6th, 1937, in Oildale, California, the Bakersfield sound. He also passed away April 6th, 2016, in Palo Cedro, California. So Merle Haggard. Let's start off with a tune that I remember very, very well from my childhood. This is a single released in 1982. This is Merle. This is Big City. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Work and never enough play, and I'm tired of these dirty old sidewalks. Think I'll walk off my steady job today. Turn me loose, set me free, somewhere in the middle of Montana. Give me all I've got coming to me, and keep your retirement and your so-called social security. Big city, turn me loose and set me free. Every day since I was 20, haven't got a thing to sure for anything I've done. There's folks who never work and they've got plenty. Think it's time some guys like me had some fun. So turn me loose, set me free. Somewhere in the middle of Montana. And give me all I've got coming to me. And keep your retirement and your so-called social security. Big city, turn me loose and set me free. Hey, big city, turn me loose and set me free.
The life of wine and roses, and I drank a lot back then for one concern. Success for me lay just around the corner. I thought my social friends would help me make the turn, but now I'm paying for the taste of wine and roses. A victim of the drunken life I chose. Now all my social friends look down their noses, 'cause I kept the wine and threw away the rose. I stood and watched the bottle take command of me. The turn I made was not the one I'd planned. And I watched my social friend slip away from me, while I watched the bottle slowly take command. But now I'm paying for the days of wine and roses. A victim of the drunken life I chose. Now all my social friends look down their noses, 'cause I kept the wine and threw away the rose. 'Cause I kept the wine and threw away the rose.
Today started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartaches mend. And then today I started loving you again. could get by with only these few million tears I've cried. I should have known the worst was yet to come. Had just begun. So today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. Yesterday, I started loving you again.
Must I keep on singing this old highway song? I've been from coast to coast 100 times or more. I haven't seen one place where I ain't been before.
I'm a honky tonk nighttime band.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. One of my favorite rock and roll bands covering one of my favorite country artists. That's how we roll here at Wrong Side of the Tracks. That's Lynyrd Skynyrd, Honky Tonk Nighttime Man, off their Street Survivors record, which was released just before, of course, the untimely airline crash in 1977, October of 1977, that record came out. And that song, of course, recorded by Merle Haggard and the Strangers first in 1974, written by Merle. Honky Tonk Nighttime Man. Before that, we gave you the Flying Burrito Brothers covering Merle Haggard. Merle and the Strangers did a tune called White Line Fever, which was released at the end of 1969, and the Burritos would do it in 1971. Of course, that is post-Graham Parsons Flying Burrito Brothers. Before that, we gave you Loretta Lynn doing a track called Today I Started Loving You Again. That was originally written as I Started Loving You Again. Merle Haggard and the Strangers would release that in February of 1968. And in just 1968, Johnny Bush, Bill Anderson, Conway Twitty, Marty Robbins, Hank Locklin, Jerry Lee Lewis, Wanda Jackson, Waylon Jennings, Freddie Hart would all record that song just in 1968. Crazy. Loretta Lynn would do it in 1969. I love her version. And I mean, everybody and their mom has recorded Today I Started Loving You Again. Seriously, the list is Roy Drusky, Connie Smith, Ernest Tubb, Gene Shepherd, Billy Joe Spears, Ray Price. I could literally just keep going. I could for a long time. Before that, a track called I Threw Away the Rose. We gave you the Conway Twitty version from 1967. Merle's version was also from 1967, February of 1967. And in just 1967, Del Reeves, Conway Twitty, Stonewall Jackson, Charlie Pride would all record that Merle Haggard song. And then the following year, Cal Smith, Porter Wagoner, George Jones, and Norma Jean. Again, the list just goes on and on. The songs that Merle Haggard has written that so many people have covered, it's too many to count almost. And we started off the block with a track from my childhood, which I had heard earlier in the week and thought, man, haven't heard that in a while, and I love it. Big City is the name of the song. It's also the name of the record, which came out at the tail end of 1981. The song was released as a single in January of 82. I was 7 years old, roughly, and can distinctly remember that cassette tape getting a lot of play in my house. Merle Haggard's Big City album. In fact, it was really the first new Merle Haggard I can remember listening to as a small child, and that song in particular has just stuck with me ever since. So there you go. All right, so we're going to go now into some more Merle Haggard stuff. I'm going to play you one of my all-time favorite Merle tunes. And it's one of my all-time favorite versions because it's also done by another one of my all-time favorite artists. But I just love Waylon Jennings' version of Tonight the Bottle Let Me Down. This is Rock Side of the Tracks.
and be proud of who I am.
But they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. I held my head up high, determined I would rise above the shame. But no matter where I'm living, a black mark follows me. Now I'm branded with a number on my name. Proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I am a branded man out in the cold. I'll never clear my name, 'cause everybody knows I've been in jail. No matter where I'm living, I've got to tell them where I've been, or they'll send me back to prison if I fail. Be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I am a branded man out in the cold.
Led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom. I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest, and I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, "Let my guitar playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home with a song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Then take me away and turn back the years. Recall last Sunday morning when a choir from off the street came in to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard him tell the singers, "There's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? You sing me back home with a song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Then take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. Before I die."
This old smoke-filled bar is something I'm not used to. But I gave up my home to see you satisfied. And I just called to let you know where I'll be living. It's not much, but I feel welcome here inside. Swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to. 'Cause I'm always here at home till closing time. crazy, and I've got everything it takes to lose my mind. And in here the atmosphere's just right for heartaches, and thanks to you I'm always here till closing time. Swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. My new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to, 'cause I'm always here at home till closing time. I'm always here at home till closing time.
Started you off and finished you that block with two of my favorite, all-time favorite Merle Haggard tunes. And that was the Hag himself doing the track Swingin' Doors. Love that number. Released in February of 1966 as the first single of an album of the same name. Was a top five hit. And it's been another song's been covered by everybody. Wanda Jackson, Mickey Gilley, Del Reeves, Ray Price, Farron Young, Johnny Paycheck. Everybody's done Swingin' Doors, man. It's a great tune. And that was Hag's original version from 66. Before that, we gave you a track called Working Man or Working Man Blues. And Merle Haggard and the Strangers released that in June of 69. And another song everybody and their mom has covered. But I gave you a special a version of that song from 1980, and that was Jody Payne on lead vocals, but that's Willie Nelson's family band, and that Jody Payne-led tune is from the Honeysuckle Rose movie soundtrack from 1980, and I played that because Jody Payne, who played in Willie's band from 1973 until I think 2008 when he retired, originally played with Merle Haggard. He was a stranger in the early 1960s, and Jody Payne would cover Working Man Blues during Willie's sets for a long time. All throughout the 1980s, they would play that song live, sort of a tribute to the Hag and the fact that Jody Payne was in his band at one point. Before that, he gave you a track called Sing Me Back Home, which Merle Haggard originally released in 1967. We gave you the Porter Wagoner version from 2 years later in 1969. Before that, Branded Man, a song that Merle and the Strangers would do also in 67, that Mel Tillis would cover in 1968. That's the version you heard there. And then Waylon Jennings, one of my all-time favorite artists, covering one of my all-time favorite Merle Haggard tunes. The Bottle Let Me Down is what it was originally called when Merle did it in 1966. It would become Tonight the Bottle Let Me Down by the time Waylon recorded it in 1978. And if you listen to that song carefully, he gives a shout-out to Ralph Mooney and then says, eat your heart out, Hag. And that's because Ralph Mooney, who was arguably the greatest steel pedal guitar player of all time, played in both Merle Haggard's band and Waylon's band. He was a stranger and a wailer, and played with Merle Haggard throughout the 1960s and then played with Waylon throughout the 1970s. And made both guys sound really good. Ralph Mooney, the greatest steel guitar player in my mind of all time. And that's Tonight the Bottle Let Me Down, Waylon Jennings. All right, so there you go. Merle Haggard, born April 6, 1937, passed away April 6th, 2016 at the age of 79. Celebrating the Hag. All right, so now you're probably thinking to yourself, because you know I always finish a show as a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson. Ooh, is he playing something off the Poncho and Lefty record that Willie and Merle recorded in the early 1980s? No, I am not. Because Willie has another record celebrating an anniversary this week, or this past week, really, April 1st, 1968. He released an album called Texas in My Soul, which I really dig. It's all songs about Texas, if you couldn't have guessed. So let's give you a song right now that was co-written by Eddie Rabbit. It's Willie Nelson. Who Put All My Exes in Texas? Until next week, kids.
Who put my Alice in Dallas? Who San Antonio. Who took my gal down in Galveston? She never ever came back home. Texas, I don't know what you got, but whatever it is, you sure have got a lot. Who put all my exes in Texas? Who took all my gals away from me? One had a bow down in Beaumont, another fell in Wichita Falls. I lost my Abby down in Abilene, now she never even calls. Texas, I don't know what you got, but whatever it is, you sure have got a lot. Who put all my exes in Texas? Who took my gals away from me? Who made the pass in El Paso? That's where I lost one or two. Who put Amor in Amarillo? In Houston, Fort Worth, and Corpus Christi too. Texas, I don't know what you got, but whatever it is, you sure have got a lot. Who put all my exes in Texas? Who took all my gals away from me? Who took all my gals away from me?